We'll now start our lecture about Unit 11. Unit 11 is on thanks. This topic is important for cultural reasons because there are many ways to give thanks in New Channel, depending on the situation. But it's also going to be a useful unit for grammar because some of our thank yous are going to be somewhat more complicated sentences that we've seen. So far, the most complicated sentence that we've seen is something like "Natsama chakopi chimps." The man sees a bear. "Natsama chakopi chimps." Now we're going to learn to make sentences like "Ushakshitleits hit up siya." Thank you for having me at your house. "Kleko anik aatu siya." Thank you for asking me. I find that thanks is the best way to start to introduce these more complicated sentences. To put it very briefly, these sentences are complicated because we're embedding one sentence inside another. When I say thank you for having me or thank you for feeding me, I'm basically embedding one simple sentence, "you fed me," inside a larger sentence. I'm thanking you that you fed me. Let's take a look at the learning goals for Unit 11. We have three learning goals. First, to learn to give thanks appropriately for gifts, food, and hospitality. There are many things that we want to give thanks for, but these are a good place to start. Second, we're going to learn how to make sentences with complex predicates. That means predicates consisting of more than one word, and embedded clauses. That's what I meant when I said we're going to learn to embed one sentence inside another. In fact, we don't actually embed one sentence inside another. What we're doing in a technical sense is embedding one clause inside another. When I say thank you for having me, that's one complex sentence that consists of two clauses. Third, we're going to learn to use some causative and passive endings. We won't go too far into the causative and the passive, but by the end of this unit, you should be able to recognize the causative and the passive endings when you see them. It will take longer to master them and to know exactly when to use them yourself. I'm mainly trying to speak East Barkley Sound dialect today, so I'll start by going through the East Barkley Sound versions of the vocabulary words. Then I'll go to the Ahadasit Nuchatlet versions. Starting with the East Barkley Sound words for Unit 11, ma. Ma. Ma is an interjection, which means it's meaningful all by itself without the help of additional endings or other words. Ma is what you say when you give something to someone. It's like in English when we say, here, ma. Kleko. Kleko. Thank you. There's a lot to say about kleko. For now, I'll just point out that it has two long vowels. Kleko. Kleko. It's one of the most common words that people who don't speak Nuchanalth are likely to know, so it gets mispronounced. You might have grown up speaking, pronouncing it the English way, in which case you'll have to unlearn the English pronunciation in order to pronounce it the Nuchanalth way. Kleko. Kleko. Mahtakshitl is a word that's not used in Barkley Sound, but it's heard a lot in the north. Mahtakshitl. Aphesitla. Aphesitla. Ushnak. Ushnak. Yeah, Josh is asking, does ushnak mean to have something? And yes, it does. Literally, ushnak means to have something. But it's used with, it has additional connotations. When I say ushnak, ushnaka, I'm literally saying I have something. But what I generally mean by that is I value it. It's precious to me. Ushyakshitl. Ushyakshitl. To be useful. Atekshitl. Atekshitl. Ateaktl. Ateaktl. Chimkstup, not a Barkly Sound word. I believe it might be used in West Barkly Sound dialect. Chimkstup. Uakstup. Uakstup. Uksukstup. Uksukstup. Continuing, Tlush. Tlush. A very important adjective, means good and beautiful. Tlush is its continuous aspect forms. It's its continuous aspect form. Adjectives can have continuous and complete forms just like verbs. The complete aspect form of tlush is tluyachitl. Tluyachitl. To become good. Awesome. Josh just pointed out that for years he mispronounced tlush as tlush. He said it with a long U instead of a short U. Tlush. That is a very common problem for English speakers. Even though English has the vowel in words like put and hood, for some reason English speakers don't want to say in new channel. It's very common for English speakers to turn short U's into long U's, as if they don't believe that is a sound in new channel, but it is. Making the word tlush more difficult is the fact that it has both a barred lambda and a barred L, so it does take some time to master tlush. Tlush. Our next word is hlitmaqstí. Hlitmaqstí. Hlitmaqstí is a very important word that's hard to translate. It means something like spirit or mind. It refers to whatever the conscious but intangible part of us is. So some people translate it as soul, and also feelings. It can mean all of those things. It's in this unit because we'll be using it in the expression tluyachi atah hlitmaqstí. My spirit has become good, which is one way of saying I'm happy. Tluyachi atah hlitmaqstí. That'll be in our conversations. Next. Hini. Now we're to the words for giving. Nuchanoth has several words for giving. One is hini. Another is uyi. Uyi. Another, katsi. Katsi. Uyi and hini mean almost the same thing. The main difference is that uyi has the placeholder in it, which implies that you're going to offer some further explanation as to what exactly was given. So if I tell you to give me something, I might just say hini is, hini is. But if I want to name what you're going to give me, uyi is usually better. Uyi is kitsyak. Give me a pen. Uyi is ha watsatsum ak itkak. Give me your table. Uyi is ha watsatsum ak itkak. Katsi is used a lot less than these other words. Between people, katsi generally refers to giving food. When you give a gift of food, then katsi may be used. The other place katsi is used is in prayers. When you're asking the Creator to give you things, then you might say katsi is, give me, katsi is. The implication is something like it's a gift. It's precious. It's something that someone with more gives to someone with less. We've just looking at the finished looking at the words for give. Now we're going to look at some different words for inviting. Hinata. Hinata is the basic word for inviting in Central and Northern dialects, but as far as I know, it is not used in Barkly Sound. Instead, Barkly Sound speakers would usually say ha'en. Ha'en means to call out to someone, but it's also used to mean invite. So it means both. Ha'en means to call out or to invite in all dialects. But hinata, as far as I know, is only used in the central and northern regions. There's also the word hashish. Hathlith is a special kind of inviting. It means to invite someone to go along somewhere. It means you're going to go somewhere. So if I invite you to come to my house, then I would use ha'in or hinata. But if I invite you to go with me on a camping trip, then we would say hathlith. Hathlith. Another special inviting word is ha'wawiqsh. Ha'wawiqsh means to invite someone over for a meal. And this is a very common activity in Nuchanoth culture. Nuchanoth villages are used to sharing food. You know, one day one fisherman will be lucky, another day another hunter will be lucky, and the food is usually shared. So whoever has the food will invite other people to eat at their house. Ha'wawiqsh. Ha'wawiqshahsuwa. I'm inviting you to eat in my house. Ha'wawiqshahsuwa. Next are some things that we're going to thank people for. We're going to learn how to thank people for cooking. Siqil. Siqil. Cooking. Ha'um. Ha'um means food. Chumas. Chumas is another one of the words that everyone knows, even if they don't speak Nuchanoth. The basic meaning of chumas is sweet in flavor, but it gets used also for fruit, for berries, for dessert. And dialects differ in how they describe delicious food. In the south, that is in Barkly Sound, delicious food is described as chumas. So in the south, chumas means sweet, fruit, dessert, and delicious, means all of those things. In the central and northern regions, people use ha'um for delicious. So in those regions, chumas just means is just for sweet things. Delicious things are ha'um. That's an important dialect difference having to do with what word we use to describe delicious food. And that's going to be in one of our sentences. When we thank someone for feeding us, a polite thing to say is chamasukwe itsa'um. Your food is delicious. Chamasukwe itsa'um. That's a compliment to the person who fed you. Here are some other things we're going to thank for. We're going to thank people for coming, for visiting, and for participating. Hinatshit. Hinatshit. To come. Tlawichit. Tlawichit. Literally means to go close to something, but it's also used for visiting. Tlawe'i. Tlawe'i. Another way to say go close to. Notice that tlawe'i has the same root as tlawichit, but different endings. These last three words, hinatshit, tlawichit, tlawe'i, depending on dialect, when you thank someone for coming, different dialects prefer different ones of these words. So you'll need to learn which one is best to use in your dialect. Na uxta. Na uxta. Participating. Last, a couple of words we can use to welcome people. Tlaya ho'al. Tlaya ho'al. Welcome. Tlot ma'a. Tlot ma'a. Tlot ma'a is an interesting word. Literally, it means hot rocks, but it's also used to mean to welcome someone warmly. It means you're heating up the rocks to cook food because you're expecting them to come. So when you really roll out the welcome mat, that's tlot ma'a, as you're heating up the rocks. When I welcome you, I can say tlot ma'a mah su'wa. I warmly welcome you. Tlot ma'a mah su'wa. This is a very friendly thing to say to someone that you're hosting. Yes, as far as I know, Tlot Ma'a is used in this way only in Barkly Sound. If you drive to Ucluelet, you'll see a sign at the side of the road that says Tlot Ma'a Te'itz, which means you are warmly welcomed. Tlot Ma'a Te'itz. We've just finished going through the East Barkly Sound vocabulary for Unit 11. I don't think we have time to go through the Hadasit vocabulary before lunch. I can either use the next 6 minutes to start reviewing the conversations, or we can use it for discussion and questions. We have a call for conversations, so we're gonna go right into Unit 11, Conversation 1, eSparkly Sound version. The purpose of this conversation is to give you several basic thank yous. We start with person A giving something or handing something to person B. Ma. Ma. Here you go. Ma is an interjection, so it's a complete utterance all by itself. It does not require any endings. The simplest response to ma is chu. Chu. Here are some other ways to say thank you in eSparkly Sound dialect. Oosh yakshitlits. Oosh yakshitlits. This word is worth breaking down by syllables. Oosh yak shi tle its. Oosh yak shi tle its. Oosh yak shi tle its. Ap hay sitla me its. Ap hay si tla me its. Ap hay sitla me its. U akstu me its siya. U akstu me its siya. You've made me happy, I would say if I were a man, which I am. But if I were a woman, I would say, Uksukstu me its siya. You have made me happy. Uksukstu me its siya. Tleko wa mahsuwa. I say thank you to you. Tleko wa mahsuwa. These different ways of saying thank you differ in what situations you would use them in, and also in how formal or informal they are. Roughly, they're listed from the most informal, so chu is the most informal, up to the most formal, which is teiko wa ma suwa. And we'll be looking at these various thank yous much more carefully over the rest of the weekend.